Welcome to Gardens for Everybody, our spring cleanup series. Today, we're going to talk about tools. Hey, Elizabeth, what do you do with your tools in the spring?
I feel like this is a leading question. I'm not sure where to go with the answer, but I'm going to say that ideally, in fact, I did do this last year. I got them sharpened if they were tools for cutting, and I did clean them at least once with alcohol.
Did you? With tequila?
No, not tequila. Actually, I have done it with vodka once because I didn't have anything else, and that seems a waste. But you should just use 40% alcohol that you can get from the pharmacy.
Yes, isopropyl alcohol.
Yes.
Or it's also called...
Rubbing alcohol. Yes, rubbing alcohol. Yes, so that's a really good thing to do. And I did get my tools sharpened last year, and I haven't done it this year yet. But it was really good to get all the pruners sharpened. And you sharpen the spades as well.
Oh, yes, I do. I put the shovels and spades so that the round side is facing me and I have a file and I go up this each side back and forth so that the shovel becomes very sharp at the point. That has a bunch of advantages. It means that when I am dividing, it cuts the plant root, not tears them. But it also means that especially the rounded shovels, they won't break at the point because right. The point is sharp.
Yeah.
And there's less pressure then. It just means the shoveling is also less work because you are slicing the soil instead of pushing a blunt object through the soil.
Yeah, it makes sense. If you have any blunt object, it's hard to push through. And if you have a sharpened object, it's going to be a lot easier. Anything else that we need? That's kind of it, isn't it, really? It's just shovels and obviously cutting tools.
And for the spring, it's very important you start with clean and sharp tools and oil the ratchet part, the opening and closing part. Yeah. But I also suggest that people always use isopropyl alcohol in between pruning cuts so that you're not moving a disease around your plant material when you're pruning.
And you mean every cut, like between, even on the same plant?
Yes.
But use... clean it between each cut that you make.
Yeah, so I just have a yogurt container with the isopropyl alcohol in it and then dip my pruners in.
Right. Yeah, so that's nice and easy. I've also seen people buy a little spray bottle that you can get in the dollar store, fill it up, and then they just squirt it over the tool between each cut. So anything easy like that is a good thing to do.
Just to reduce disease transmission.
Especially when you've got a disease and you're cutting that off, that disease is transferred to your tool, but the other part of the plant may not have a disease and you don't want to pass it between the same plant.
It's just real hygiene.
Yeah. And so I guess cleaning our tools in general, checking they work, seeing do we need any other tools, oiling the tools, and remembering that the mower is a tool as well and you should sharpen your mower. And obviously if it's, depending on what type you have, you might have to oil it or check on the fuel intake and all that kind of thing. But yeah, tuning up your mower is a really important thing to do too.
It is. And oh my gosh, it's so important to sharpen the blades of the mower.
Yeah. That's great. I think that's all the tools I use. Are there any other tools that we need to talk about?
No, I think that's perfect. So thank you for listening to Gardens for Everybody.
Thank you.